In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
He had the look, the kind of smile that made women lean in, the kind of voice that made strangers trust him, and the kind of eyes that saw people not as souls, but as prey. Paul John Knowles wasn't your typical killer. He didn't hide in the shadows. He walked through the front door, invited. He charmed, he seduced, and then he destroyed. They called him the Casanova Killer. But his story is no romance. It's a cross-country spree of blood, deception, and death. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters, the making of a monster, a smile, and a switchblade. Paul John Knowles was born in Orlando, Florida, in 1946. Raised in poverty, he spent much of his youth in juvenile halls and jails. By age 20, he'd already accumulated a record long enough to raise eyebrows. But that's not what made him dangerous. It was his looks, his ability to blend in, to convince, to seduce. In 1970, while serving time in Rayford Prison, Knowles began corresponding with a woman in California. She fell for him hard, moved to Florida, hired a lawyer, and secured his release. But when he arrived in her world, she sensed something was wrong and called off the relationship. That night, Knowles claimed to have murdered three strangers in a rage. He was free, and something inside him had snapped. The killing spree begins. No pattern, just death. Knowles hit the road. His first confirmed victim, Alice Curtis, 65, a retired schoolteacher in Jacksonville, Florida. He tied her up, stole her car, and left her to suffocate. From there, he became unstoppable. In Macon, Georgia, he murdered Imogene and Myron Moore, an elderly couple, strangled them both with pantyhose. In Milledgeville, he raped and murdered 13-year-old Lillian Anderson and 11-year-old Milette, their bodies left in the woods like discarded dolls. There was no pattern, no ritual, just death. He shot, strangled, stabbed. He killed men, women, and children. He murdered at rest stops, in motels, on highways, and each time he kept moving. The narcissist on the run, a killer who craved the mirror. What made Paul John Knowles truly terrifying wasn't just his brutality. It was his love of attention. He often talked about his murders to strangers. He bragged. He compared himself to Ted Bundy before Bundy existed. He once recorded a 45-minute audio tape describing in cold detail how and why he killed. He mailed it to a journalist, hoping it would make headlines. He wasn't just killing for pleasure. He was killing to be remembered. Knowles believed he was special. He wasn't. But he was deadly. Across state lines, the body count rises. In Nevada, Knowles killed a man in cold blood to steal his car. In Alabama, he strangled a hairstylist with her own scarf. He even murdered a police officer and his wife, shooting them both execution style and taking off in their patrol car. Then, in Connecticut, he held a woman hostage for hours, letting her go because she reminded him of someone. He left fingerprints, DNA, even weapons. But he was always a step ahead. The FBI got involved. Posters went up. Americans were warned. A good-looking man with a southern accent, often alone, always armed. But by the time anyone saw him, he was already gone. And someone was dead at the end of the road, captured by the seatbelt. Knowles's luck ran out in November 1974. While driving a stolen car through Georgia, he was pulled over by highway patrolman Charles Eugene Campbell. A scuffle broke out. Knowles reached for the trooper's weapon, but this time someone fought back. He was arrested. And suddenly, the Casanova killer wasn't charming anymore. He confessed to over 35 murders. Tapes were recovered. Bodies were identified. He begged for media attention, saying, "I am what you made me." But justice had its own idea of closure. Death in the darkness. A killer silenced. On December 18, 1974, while being transported through Georgia, Knowles tried to grab the sheriff's revolver. According to reports, a detective shot him 3 times in the chest, ending his spree once and for all. Just like that, the Casanova killer was dead at age 28. No trial, no fame, just blood on gravel under a Georgia night sky. He'd wanted to be remembered as an icon, a legend. But instead, he used charm like a weapon. His eyes told lies, and his hands brought death. Paul John Knowles didn't kill for passion. He killed for performance. A mirror monster, in love with his own reflection. Even as it stared back, soaked in blood, "I'm Damien Vale, and this was Among Monsters." Because sometimes the most dangerous monsters are the ones who make you feel safe.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.